I was scared. Here I told God, if he was real, to give me a Bible, and bingo, this guy gives me a Bible. I started reading the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew. I never read anything like that in my whole life. Jesus said more in one sentence than my philosophy professors had said in whole semesters. What Jesus said cut right to the core of the issues of life. I kept reading until one night I hit the 11th chapter. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's it. That is exactly what I'm looking for. He put into words what I was never able to. I figured I'd tried everything else and given them all a fair shot. He deserved a fair shot, too. So I got down on my knees because that seemed appropriate. Okay, God, I don't know if you're real, and I'm confused about this Jesus person, but I'm in trouble, and he's saying that he can help. The guy downtown is telling me I need to ask Jesus into my life, and I don't have the slightest idea what that means. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my life for a month. Whatever you want me to do, you just tell me. If you can show me you can give me rest and peace, then you can have my life for good. I was skeptical, but hopeful. Then I decided I needed more proof than a nice warm feeling, so I got back down on my knees. God, before we close this deal, I need to at least know you're real. Now here's what I want you to do. I'm going to stop using the medicine on my dog, and you heal him from the mange. Now if you own the universe, you can certainly do that. That's not exactly the way to talk to God, but I didn't know any better. Still, my heart was sincere, and he honored that. All I can tell you is that my dog healed up in 2 or 3 days, and changes started happening inside of me. There was a peace and a joy and a contrition over sin. Sometimes I'd be overwhelmed with how selfish and crummy and dirty I was before God, and I never felt that before. But when I get down on my knees and deal with God about it, I get up feeling clean and whole. At the end of the week, I had another talk with God. Lord, I'm convinced. I don't have the slightest idea what this means in terms of my life or what I'm going to do. But I told you you could have my life. It's yours. Now you just show me what to do and I'll do it.